There are no gaps in all those baguettes.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose Creation Museum and high-tech planetarium have drawn 1.5 million visitors in less than 5 years.
In Genesis chapters 5 and 11, there are detailed genealogies that trace the history of mankind from Adam and all the way to Abraham. Now, it's well accepted that Abraham lived around 2000 BC. So if you then assume that there are no gaps in these records and that the word begat refers to the next generation, then the creation of Adam occurred around 6,000 years ago. Now, Christians who accept the evolutionist dates for man want to extend Adam back hundreds of thousands of years. And to do this, they claim that there are gaps in the Bible's genealogical records and that generations are skipped. But first, there's so much detail given about the people who were born and died that there's no room for gaps. And second, the Hebrew word for begat never jumps a generation in the Old Testament. Using the word begat, we know the earth's only around 6,000 years old, certainly not billions.
Would you like more fascinating evidence that our earth is young and not old? Well, you need to read our intriguing 95-page pocket guide on a young earth. We'll mail it to you for your donation of any amount. So call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. We can be reached 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org.